We've produced some great-looking t-shirts this year. They're a nice way of showing your support for our programs, and they make wonderful gifts as well. You can order them on our website, Stardate.org. Thank you for your support.
Stardate, February 22nd. Stars aren't always nice to their offspring, especially at the end. As a star dies, it expands. It can get big enough to engulf some of its planets. The Sun, for example, is likely to swallow Mercury and Venus and might get Earth as well. A star in Cygnus might have engulfed one of its planets fairly recently. Two others might be doomed as well. Kepler-56 is a red giant, a dying star that's much bigger than the Sun. It has three known giant planets. Two of them are quite close in, so they may not survive the star's final act. Kepler-56 is rotating much faster than most red giants, and vibrations at the surface reveal that its core and its outer layers are spinning at different rates and angles. There are several possible reasons for this odd behavior. One is the gravitational influence of the close-in planets. Another is that the star might have swallowed a planet early on. A recent study suggested something else. The star might have swallowed a planet fairly recently. The planet would have been about as massive as Jupiter, the giant of our own solar system. As it plunged in, its orbital momentum spun the star up. So Kepler-56 isn't being kind to its offspring as its own life comes to an end. Kepler-56 is in the east-northeast at dawn. It's halfway between Deneb, Cygnus's brightest star, and even brighter Vega. But Kepler-56 is too faint to see without a telescope. For the University of Texas McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.